This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. From now on, I'm going to expand my choices of songs to include country from the 1950s and 1960s, as well as our Kiwi ones. First up, a lovely song, well, I guess it's lovely, from Johnny Cash, called Ghost Riders in the Sky. Johnny Cash was born in Arkansas to poor cotton farmers in 1932, but he ended up becoming one of the best-selling music artists of all time, selling over 90 million records worldwide. He was an amazing singer, songwriter, musician, author, and actor. I didn't know he acted, but I suppose he did, didn't he, in some movies. From an early age, Cash, who began writing songs at age 12, showed a love for the music that enveloped his life. Sensing her son's gift for song, his mum, Carrie, scraped together enough money so that he could take singing lessons. However, after just three lessons, his teacher, amazed at his already unique singing style, told him to stop taking lessons and to never deviate from his natural voice. And aren't we glad he did? Ghost Riders in the Sky, written in 1948 by Stan Jones. At age 12, Stan had been told the story of ghost riders by a Native American who believed that when souls departed their physical body, they reside as spirits in the sky, resembling ghost riders. Stan repeated the story to a boyhood friend, and while both of them were looking at the sky, and they looked up in amazement when, to them, the clouds took the shape of riders. Years later, in 1948, Stan wrote the lyrics based on that story, and the song melody is based on the tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home. The song tells a folk tale of a cowboy who has a vision of red-eyed, steel-hooved cattle thundering across the sky, being chased by the spirits of damned cowboys. One warns him that if he doesn't change his ways, he'll be doomed to join them forever trying to catch the devil's herd across the endless skies.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies. And up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo. Faces gaunt, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. as the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. Today are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yo,
is called Today I Started Loving You Again, and it's sung by Merle Ronald Haggard, who was an American country singer, songwriter, guitarist and fiddler. He was born in California in 1937 during the Great Depression. His childhood was troubled after the death of his father, and he spent some time in jail in his youth. After being released from San Quentin State Prison in 1960, he managed to turn his life around and began a successful country music career. He gained popularity with his songs about the working class that occasionally contained themes contrary to the anti-Vietnam War sentiment of much of the popular music of the time. Today I Started Loving You Again was written by Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens and is all about the heartache of almost getting over a special lady and then realizing it's never going to happen.
Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and that crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today, I started loving you again.
And now a lovely one from one of my favourite country singers, Loretta Lynn. She's singing You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. Lynn was born Loretta Webb in 1932 in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky. She's the eldest daughter and second of eight children born to Clara and Ted Webb. Ted was a coal miner, and her song Coal Miner's Daughter is really about her life growing up. Lynn grew up in a small cabin in a poor coal mining community and began singing in church at a very young age. She married Oliver Lynn, who was 6 years older than her, when she was 15 and moved to Washington, where their daughter Peggy Sue was born. Her younger sister, Brenda Gail Webb, also developed a love for singing and later went on to perform professionally as Crystal Gale. I like this song because to me, instead of being intimidated by the woman who tells her to move over because she's going to take her man, she's told it ain't going to happen because she ain't enough woman to take him. Real fighting talk. Now the beautiful smooth voice of Don Williams singing Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. Donald Ray Williams was born in Texas in 1939 and was the youngest of three sons. He grew up in Portland and graduated from high school in 1958. Don served with the United States Army Security Agency and after his honorable discharge worked various odd jobs to support himself and his family. He began his solo career in 1971 as a singer, songwriter and producer and produced 17 number one country hits. His smooth bass baritone voice, soft tones and imposing build earned him the name Gentle Giant of country music. Some Broken Hearts Never Mend is a song written by Wayland Holyfield and first recorded by Don Williams. It was released in January 1977 and it became his sixth number one on the country charts. Another really sad song about missing someone so much, it's all he can think of. It makes you wonder what happened to cause so much heartache.
Coffee black, cigarette. Start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears. Die.
rendezvous in the night. A willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
You're tuned into Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. Another of my favourite singers of the time is Patsy Cline, and this time she's singing I Fall to Pieces. Patsy was born Virginia Patterson Hensley in 1932. When she was 13, she was hospitalised with a throat infection and rheumatic fever, and then reckoned that her voice was a result of that. I Fall to Pieces was written by Hank Cochran and Harlan Howard, who became songwriting partners. They came up with the song, then they needed to find someone to sing it. It was turned down by a few, including Brenda Lee, who felt it was too country for her pop style. Patsy Cline apparently heard about these discussions and offered to sing it, and it became her first to top the charts in 1961. This is another song of lost love and how hard it is to get over it.
Each time I see you again, I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? You want me to ask. Forget, pretend we've never.
now from the lovely Crystal Gale called Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Crystal Gale was born Brenda Gale Webb in 1951. She's the youngest of a family of 8 children and sister of Loretta Lynn. Apparently Crystal had a very early interest in music and could sing before she could walk. Gale began her career in the 1960s performing in the background of her siblings' bands, mostly Loretta, who encouraged her to develop her own musical identity. Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue is a song written by Richard Lee and was apparently inspired by his dog's beautiful brown eyes. The song is about being happy with what we have while we have it and not take it for granted. So before ignoring our loved ones, we need to make sure to think of what we will feel in the future once they're gone.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone and don't it make my brown eyes blue. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue and don't it make my brown eyes blue. Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I
today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call on Radio Kidnappers on 8788710, and I'll be back next week at the same time. This one is by Connie Smith and it's called Once a Day. Connie was born in 1941 in Indiana and was named Constant June Meador. Her father was abusive when she was a child, which would eventually cause her to suffer a mental breakdown when she was a teenager. When she was 7, her mother divorced her father and remarried. With her 4 siblings and her stepfather's 8 children, plus 2 more they had together, Connie grew up surrounded by family and music. Her stepfather played mandolin and 2 of her brothers played fiddle and guitar, and they began performing in various local talent contests. She was in her early 20s when she was noticed by singer-songwriter Bill Anderson, who was judging, and so started her professional career. Once a Day is a song written by Bill Anderson and recorded as the debut single for Connie. It's a story of heartbreak, explaining that her pain of loss is getting better. It only happens once a day. Take care of each other and keep safe.
When you found somebody new,
I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.